Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is time to go to the guest line this morning. And there has been a lot of news about Tylenol in the last, almost 48 hours after the president held a press conference yesterday. And the declaration is that pregnant women should not use it because it the belief is that it causes autism in children. And to talk about that with us is a neuroscientist, clinician, and founder of the Melillo Method, which is an approach for treating neurological and developmental disorders. Robert Melillo, Dr. Robert Melillo, is with us now on KMOX. Dr. Melillo, we appreciate you. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
So I guess just your first reaction to the press conference yesterday and what you think of what the declaration is saying now.
Yeah, first, I want to say I think it's good that we're having these conversations, that we're talking about this, that we're recognizing that there has been this tremendous rise in all of these different neurological developmental issues over the past, 2 to 3 decades, and that there are environmental factors that may be playing a role in some of this. So I think that's all good. I think that's a good movement. However, I think, the messaging from yesterday is a bit oversimplified, basically giving people an idea that Tylenol causes autism. You can't really say that. What you can say is there is research that has drawn a correlation between moms who take Tylenol when they're pregnant and an increased risk of ADHD and autism. And so you can say that there may be, risk factors, and you maybe want to be aware of that for sure and avoid those risk factors. But, to say that, autism is being caused by Tylenol, that's probably not true.
Yeah, the FDA commissioner, Dr. Marty McCarry, did list 3 specific studies linking Tylenol intake during pregnancy to autism. A couple of them from 2019 and looked at pregnant mothers and their children. The other one was published back in August. And I guess my question is, you said it could be looked at as a risk. Was there a fault in maybe the correlation causation issue that, yes, they may have taken Tylenol, but there might have been other contributing factors?
Sure. I mean, why were they taking Tylenol? Did they have a fever? We know that things like flu virus or something like that actually also is a risk factor for autism in kids. So there's many different factors if there's inflammation in their body. But the problem really is my research. I wrote a book on this in 2013 called Autism, the Scientific Truth, about trying to identify these risk factors and look at prevention, especially from a preconception standpoint. But the main thing is my research is about what is autism in the brain? What is it? What is actually happening? And there's this developmental imbalance and brain asymmetry that certain areas of the brain are overactive and overconnected and other areas are underactive. And you really can't explain that through something like just Tylenol or some sort of toxic insult. There's a lot of other factors like genetic traits that really underlie this.
We have a listener who is writing in asking or saying that in the 1970s, autism was considered rare, that there were maybe four or five cases per 10,000 kids. Now it's one in 33. And my reaction to that is, and my understanding is, well, that's just because we're better at diagnosing it now, not that there's more of it. Would you disagree? Is there more of it? Are those numbers about right?
Yeah, no, I definitely disagree that the fact is, and again, when I was writing my book, I did research on this for a couple of years and really talked to some of the top epidemiologists. So about 50% of the increase from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 31 can be explained by things like improved recognition, changes in diagnostic criteria, expansion of diagnostic criteria, all of those things. But at least 50%, maybe more, is completely unexplained. And if you go to school systems, if you speak with teachers who have been around for 20 years or so, they're going to tell you that many of these children did not exist at this level and that there has been a clear difference. I mean, if you walk around, you go to an airport, and especially children, the fastest growing area is the non-speaking autism, the most severe type. You know, that's not something we miss. You never miss that. And yes, at certain points, there might have been a different diagnosis for it. But for the most part, we are seeing an actual increase in numbers, and that is real. And that's why the only way you can explain that is not through genetics. You have to explain it through environmental and lifestyle factors. But many of these lifestyle factors are the same factors that are causing an epidemic rise of obesity and diabetes and hypertension. Our lifestyle, you know, being very sedentary, we don't eat well, we have a lot of inflammation, there's a lot of immune dysregulation, there's a lot of factors going on. The age of parents now is on average about 15 or 20 years older than it was 20 years ago for first births, especially fathers. So there's many factors that come into play.
How much of a factor is that, having older parents or one of the parents being older?
I think it's a very big factor, actually, because you know, the older we are, the more we accumulate what's called methyl molecules, or the more all of this revolves around something called epigenetics, meaning the environment has an impact on the expression of genes. The most prevalent genes we have, that really 84% of the genes we have, are there just for brain development. And they're the most sensitive genes to what's happening in the environment. And especially the ones that have to do with what we call functional connectivity, that build networks. So anything that alters our metabolism, causes inflammation, stress hormones, can create these methyl molecules that it's like pollution in our body. And the longer we live, the more we develop that, and the more they can attach themselves to genes and basically inhibit them, which can then disrupt the way that they're going to make proteins.
You know, there's so much to this, because you mentioned like the environmental issues that also deal with obesity, ADD, ADHD. We're seeing a rise in a lot of these conditions. I'm having a hard time narrowing it all down because it's such a big topic. But when we look at the average American and then maybe compare them to other countries, whether it be in Asia or in Europe or even like Amish communities within our own country, are we learning anything from those differences between the cultures and societies and what they eat, what they consume, and how they live?
Yeah, I think we're unhealthy as a country. And I think that, you know, again, in Europe, they don't have a lot of these same issues. I mean, autism is all over the world. ADHD is all over the world. But, you know, the obesity and diabetes and some of the other factors, you know, that's, I think, one of the messages of RFK is that, you know, this was on the watch of the CDC. And, you know, how did we become one of the most unhealthy countries when we're supposed to have, you know, we're supposed to be monitoring what's going on? And why is our healthcare system, You know, why do we have, you know, incredible infant mortality rates? You know, all these things are questions that, you know, I think the government agencies, you know, there's some question as to, you know, are there influences from big pharma and on the medical profession? And, you know, we've had a monopoly on traditional medicine, has had a monopoly on healthcare in the United States for over 100 years. And a lot of other countries are more open to homeopathy and chiropractic and naturopathy and more natural things. And we should have that too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So what would you tell a mother who, you know, an expecting mother who does have a headache, does have a fever, they maybe something is bothering them, an elbow, a knee or whatever it is, and they want to take a painkiller? What would you tell them?
You know, there are more there are natural ways to be able to try to manage your fever. Arnica is a natural, like anti-inflammatory, omega-3 fish oils. But you know, I understand mom being concerned. I don't think any one factor is going to be the factor that's going to lead to this. And the good news is that, you know, I work with these problems every day in my centers here in New York, and we change them. They are things that are changeable because there is no injury in the brain in ADHD or autism. There is no genetic mutation most of the time. There are these, you know, epigenetic factors, and we can turn the genes back on. We can help to heal the body and get the brain to work better and create balance in the brain. So, you know, I would say that, you know, if there's a known risk factor and you can avoid it, or then you should avoid it by all means. And even most of these factors are really preconception factors. People, I think, need to, if anything, I hope this wakes people up that before you get pregnant, you should try to really pay attention and you should train for it. I tell people, you know, I ran a marathon. I trained for a year and that was a marathon. Having a baby, you should do the same. You should really look a year out and say, what can I do? And my book is all about this, by the way, about how to be able to identify and manage your preconception body in men and women so that you can lower your risk of having a child with a developmental disability and let them be, not that you're preventing them from being born, but that you want them to be the best version of themselves when they're born.
And I want to make one point of clarification here, right? You are not a medical doctor, correct?
No, I have a degree in chiropractic. I also have a PhD in developmental cognitive neuroscience, and I have a degree in rehabilitation neuropsychology.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure people knew that so that they take whatever information and they have all of it. So just wanted to make absolutely sure of that.
Mm-hmm. And they can find you at drrobertmelillo.com. And you developed the brain balance method, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. And the Melillo method, yeah.
Yes. I know there's like a brain balance program here in St. Louis, Brain Balance of Greater St. Louis, I believe. And I've had a couple of friends use that method actually with their own kids.
Yes. As a matter of fact, one of the people that owns that center texted me yesterday talking to me about this. And yes, they're great centers there, especially the ones in St. Louis, and the people that run and are associated with them are great. They've been around for a long time. I've had the pleasure of going there a number of times. So it's a wonderful city.
Robert Melillo, we appreciate your time. Thank you for your thoughts on this matter. And we, again, thank you for visiting with us.
Yes, my pleasure. Thank you.
Robert Melillo, a neuroscientist, clinician, and founder of the Melillo Method, which is an approach for treating neurological and developmental disorders.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.